Welcome, welcome. If you are sat at home, welcome to our special all-age service. If you're sat here in the room as well, it's lovely to have you here. If you're new here, my name is Andy. I'm the pastor here at Surrey Chapel, and it's really lovely to have you here today. Normally in our services, our children leave about halfway through. Today we are all in together. And so there are currently instruments being handed around. If you're a student or anyone else, there's enough instruments to go around everyone. If you want to play an instrument and join in, you can. If you're at home and you want to get out your maracas, go for it. Well, look, today is a unique service. Can anyone tell us why this is a special weekend for the United Kingdom? Does anyone know? I think someone at the front here might know. It's the Jubilee, and can anyone see anything special for the Jubilee in this room? Good. Yeah. If you're at home, we're just saying there's bunting all around. Obviously, there's some special balloons here. That is, it says 70. Absolutely. That's right. Wow, that's amazing. You should come up and tell everyone you can in a moment. That's great. Grown-ups, who's enjoyed their extra bank holiday day? Oh, we've had a few. Yeah, we've had a few. Who is here today because they were turned away at the airport because their planes were overbooked? No one? Fine, that wouldn't be something to laugh about. Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Back in 2021... the Queen made a speech to the Church of England, the General Synod, and it was read for her by the Prince Edward. And in this, she challenged them to do this. This is what she told them to do. To bring the people of this country to a knowledge and the love of God. That's, she said, Church of England, this is your job, to bring the people of this country to a knowledge and the love of God. Now, that's wonderful, she told the Church of England to do that. That is, in fact, the job of every church all over the country and all over the world, because that is the job the Lord Jesus has told his church to do. And so we're going to do what our Queen tells us this morning. We're going to think about Jesus, because Jesus tells us to do that, and so does our Queen. So let me just have a read. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. If you're in small groups, you will have studied this over the past few weeks. Romans chapter 5, 8 tells us the heart of God's love. How do you know God loves us? Well, it says, look at the cross. Listen to this. Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's pray. Let's start our service and pray. Father, it is a privilege to gather this morning in the light of your magnificent love shown for us at the cross. Thank you that while we were undeserving and powerless, Christ died for us. He enabled a way for us to be forgiven and friends with you. And so, Father, as we consider and thank you for our Queen's example of faith and service this morning, we pray it will help us to trust and serve you because of the certain love of Christ. There it is. Well, we've been blessed, haven't we, to have a queen who serves and follows Jesus. But, praise God, we serve a king who will reign forever. There'll be a day when the queen is gone, but she serves the king who's in charge and will never leave us, whose reign never ends. And turn your eyes to the screen for a short message from someone.
Which are the difficulty. The trouble is caused by unthinking people who carelessly throw away ageless ideals as if they were old and outworn machinery. They would have religion thrown aside, morality in personal and public life made meaningless, honesty counted as foolishness, and self-interest set up in place of self-restraint. Today, we need a special kind of courage. Not the kind needed in battle, but a kind which makes us stand up for everything that we know is right, everything that is true and honest. I would like to read you a few lines from Pilgrim's Progress, because I'm sure we can say, with Mr. Valiant for truth, these words. I hope that 1958 may bring you God's blessing and all the things you long for.
St. Paul spoke of the first Christmas as the kindness of God dawning upon the world. The world needs that kindness now more than ever. The kindness and consideration for others that disarms malice and which allows us to get on with one another with respect and affection. Christmas reaffirms that God is with us today. But as I have discovered afresh for myself this year, he is always present in the kindness shown by our neighbours and in the love of our friends and family. God bless you all, and happy Christmas.
As we have the chance to reminisce and see anew the wonder of the festive season through the eyes of our young children, of whom we were delighted to welcome four more this year. They teach us all a lesson, just as the Christmas story does, that in the birth of a child, there is a new dawn with endless potential. It is this simplicity of the Christmas story that makes it so universally appealing. Simple happenings that form the starting point of the life of Jesus, a man whose teachings have been handed down from generation to generation and have been the bedrock of my faith. His birth marked a new beginning.
We could have shown their speeches from every decade where the Queen has been reigning, and she talks time and again about the Lord Jesus, about how his word has been the bedrock of her faith, and it really has been a unique thing for us as a country to have the overall leader being willing to talk about Christ in this way. And so we're going to give thanks for her in prayer. So if you guys... That's great. Well, we're going to turn to God's word now, and we're going to read from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through to 19. And if you have a church Bible, it's on page 117 through Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through to 19a. And Hannah Silver is going to come and read that for us. Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you and remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
Well, today's a day of national celebration where we can be genuinely thankful. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee, or if you listen to Radio 1, what's called the Plat Jubilee, as other people have been calling it. Our Queen for 70 years. And I wonder what you were doing this week. I've been correct on this, 69 years ago, when you probably would have been having street parties. Many of us weren't alive, but was anyone at a street party like this? Was anyone at a street party like this? Oh, there we go, we've got one. Anyone else going to confess to it? No, there we go. Oh, we've got a couple. Well, this is a picture of the street party my dad went to. He was 8 at the time. To celebrate the coronation of Queen Elizabeth.
And on the 2nd of June, 69 years ago, our Queen was travelling to Westminster Abbey to be crowned Queen of England. And it was a glorious day. The nation and the whole world celebrated. She committed herself to serve her people and the Lord faithfully for the whole of her life. She was just 26 years old. In fact, she was 25 years old when she became queen. She was 26 years old when she was crowned. And now she is 96 years old and still queen. 70 years of service. It's remarkable, isn't it? It's just wonderful. And today is a day where we are full of thankfulness to God for the long and loyal reign that God has given our queen. And I don't know whether you noticed in our Bible reading, but it was full of thankfulness. Now, it's not written about the queen. It's written about a church. Paul is writing to this church in Ephesus, and he is blown away by what God has done in their lives. They were dead in their sin. They are now alive in Christ. And as he thinks about who they are in Jesus, it makes him want to thank God. Have a look at verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Now, obviously, Paul is not writing about the Queen here, but I wonder whether we've seen enough evidence in the Queen's life of both faith and love that makes us go, thank you, God, for her. Whether you're like the royal family or not, I think it's right that we stop and give thanks to God. So do you see those two things? What are the two things he's thankful for? Anyone have a look? Any little people? What are the two words that he's thankful for? Anyone feeling brave? Talk to your grown-up. What are the two things he's thankful for? Can you see on the screens? Anyone? 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 What are the two things he's thankful for? Their faith in Christ and their love for all of God's people. So faith and love. And those are two things that we've seen in our Queen. And I think those are things that have helped our Queen for so long. They've helped her to have wisdom and strength to cope with the huge responsibility and the sadness in her own family. And she has said herself, the thing that's helped her is her Christian faith. Now, faith's a funny word, isn't it? It's a funny word. It just simply means to trust or to depend upon. God has made us all to depend upon him, to trust in him for help that we need in life. And God wants us to realize that we are not made to live life without him. And the Queen has realized that she cannot do what she does on her own. She's always thankful for her family's support and people's prayers, but she said many times that her faith is in God, in his son Jesus Christ, and that has helped her. So on Christmas Day on 2002, she said this: I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through good times and the bad. I know that the only way to live my life is to trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel. You know, maybe you are new here and you think that sounds a bit foolish, doesn't it? Sounds a bit foolish. Many people think that Jesus and the Christian faith is ridiculous, a make-believe fairy tale. But the Queen knows what Christians through the past 2,000 years have known, that her faith is in a real person in history who still lives, and she testifies to that, and she's been very open about it, not ashamed of it at all, very happy to talk about it. Now, there's lots of things the Queen does not talk about. She never talks about what it's like to meet 14 prime ministers, what she thought of Winston Churchill or Harold Wilson or Margaret Thatcher or Tony Blair or Boris Johnson. But she's been very open about the facts she believes about Jesus. Her faith is in Jesus Christ and it's based on the facts. Listen to this from 1999. The simple facts of Jesus' life give us little clue
as the influence he was going to have on the world. As a boy, he learned his father's trade as a carpenter. He then became a preacher, recruiting 12 supports to help him. But his ministry only lasted a few years, and he himself never wrote anything down. In his early 30s, he was arrested, tortured, and crucified with two criminals. His death might have been the end of the story, but then came the resurrection and the foundation of the Christian faith. See, the faith that gives her strength and guides her is based on the real person who lived and died and rose again. He's the person who's changed my life, and he's changed the Queen's life, and he's changed so many lives here in this room. He's changing lives all over the world. And what should we do with that? We should be thankful to God for the faith of the Queen and the faith he's given so many of us. But here's the thing. She doesn't just believe that Jesus existed. She believes that you need to trust Jesus to deal with your greatest problem. We're going to see a snippet from her 2011 speech, her Christmas speech.
Jesus was born into a world full of fear. The angels came to frighten shepherds with hope in their voices. "Fear not," they urged, "we bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." Although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a savior with the power to forgive. Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families, it can restore friendships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love.
See, there it is. Why did God send his son Jesus to earth? What does she say? God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a savior with the power to forgive. You see, the Queen's clear, as is the Bible, that Jesus' mission is to bring rescue, and that's what we all need. I don't know whether you remember this. A few years ago, you probably won't. There was a story in the news about a little Japanese boy who'd been left in the woods as a punishment for something he'd done, just for a couple of minutes, and the parents went to find him, and they couldn't find him. He'd disappeared. And there was a massive rescue mission. It took 5 days, and he was found. 5 days! This little boy. He faced great danger in a forest which had bears in it. He was lost, but then they found him. And that is all of us. That is all of us. We are lost in our sin, but Jesus came to find us. His name means the Lord saves, the Lord rescues, and God sends into the world what we need, a Savior who pays for our sins on the cross and rises again so that we can be forgiven all that is wrong, all that stops us from knowing God as our friend and our King. Jesus makes the way by doing for us what we could never do for ourselves. He makes forgiveness and friendship with God possible. And this faith in God through his son, the Lord Jesus, has been for the Queen a bedrock. It's been a strength in her life. In 2014, she put it like this, "The life of Jesus Christ is an inspiration and an anchor in my life." You know, as we give thanks to God for our Queen today, we can be thankful to God that this is her faith in the Lord Jesus, which sustained her and strengthened her through her life, that has made her the Queen she is. It's because of the King she serves and the King that has served her that has helped her to fulfill her role as Queen. So Paul is thankful to God for this church's faith, but what's the other thing he's thankful for? Their love. Their love, faith and love. for all of God's people. And for the Ephesians, you can't but trust God and that be worked out in practical care and love for others, starting with God's people. Their faith and love overflowed in love. That's what real Christian faith does. It's not just words, it's lived out in practice. And the Queen has shown that, not just love to Christian people, but it's love to all people. Now, I really do think she has shown love to Christian people over these past 70 years. I was just looking. One of the promises she made when she was crowned was this. The Archbishop asked her, "Will you, to your utmost power, maintain the laws of God and the true profession of the gospel? Will you, to the utmost of your power, maintain in the United Kingdom the Protestant reformed religion established by law?" And what did she say to the Church of England a year ago? "Your job is to bring the love of God in Christ to this nation." See, I think faithfully she is held to this. And I wonder whether behind the scenes she has maintained a voice for the freedom of religion that we are just not aware of. Whether she's shown love for us in that way, we'll only find out in glory. But let's be clear, she has loved God's people, but also that love has flowed outwards to other people. It's always been upwards towards God and outwards towards people. On the 21st birthday, she read this from South Africa. It was broadcast to the Commonwealth. She said this: "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong." And I don't know whether you remember this year when she released a letter on the day of her accession, on the 6th of February. And in it, she wrote about various things going on. But at the end, do you see how she signed the letter? She signed it as "your servant." Your servant. One of the richest women in the world. Someone who's had incredible influence and longevity. And yet she has always seen herself as the people's servant. Why? Because she is the one who has been served by Christ. Just think about how she has served. Over 96, she's 96 years old and she still works a grueling week. She has an exhausting work schedule. The Queen is patron of hundreds of different charities. They say she's done more for charity in the last 70 years than any other monarch in history. She's launched 23 ships. She's made hundreds of overseas visits, but she's never had a passport. Do you know that? She's given 69 Christmas TV messages. She's sent over 380,000 telegrams. On the last count, she was given away over 78,000 Christmas puddings. See, a desire through her life has been one of service, both to God and her people. She's still doing it now. And where does that come from? Her inspiration in all of this is Christ. She is, in her words, her anchor, her inspiration, her example, her saviour. All of those things. See, we all look to places for strength, for inspiration and hope. But when we come to see the great success of the Queen's life, she always points us away from herself to the one who strengthens her and inspires her, the Lord Jesus Christ. This will be the story, actually, of so many of us here in this room. We rely on Jesus to guide us, to help us, to strengthen us in the good and the bad. We draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel when we stuff up with our sin. When we get it wrong, we rely on Christ. Now, if you are little, and actually if you're little, I'm happy for you to be junior school age in this. Do you want to stand on your chair and have a look around the room? You may not feel brave enough to do that, but you're free to do this. Do you want to stand on your chair and have a look around the room? There we go, Emily, you're doing it. You're leading the way. There we go, we got the back. Now have a look around the room, okay? We've got some little ones at the back. They're looking around the room. What do you see when you look around this room. I guess you see people who have lived. You see me, you're right, wearing a tie. I don't often do that, do I? You see some people who've lived a really long... You see some Union Jacks, well done, that's right. But look at the people. Look at the people in this room. Do you see some people with grey hair? Yes, yes, okay, don't point them out. Do you see some people who are tall? No, okay, because all sat down. I'm tall, thank you, yeah. Do you see some people who are small? Do you see some people who are male and female? I guess you do. Do you see some people from different countries? See anyone from different countries? Well, you can say, I'm from a different country. I'm from Wales, which is part of the United Kingdom. All right. Playing football later. We won't talk about that. See, all these people here, so many of these people in this room, young and old, different ages and stages, different experiences. Do you know what they will tell you about Jesus? Is they will tell you that he is faithful. You can trust him all the years of your life. He is their anchor and their rock. He is their saviour. Look, you can all sit down now. You've done really well. You've done well standing up. See, Jesus is faithful. He serves. And do you know what you should do when you see people who are full of love for God's people and faith in Christ? Do you know what you should do? You should give God thanks for them. You should pray for them. That's what Paul says here. He says, I'm so thankful for you. I can't stop forgetting you in my prayers. And we should do the same with the Queen as we think about all that God has done in her life and all that God has done through her. Well, look, here's a final great story. You know, I wonder if the Queen was here today, what would she say to us? If she was here today, what would she say to us? And there's this great story from the start of the Second World War where she was just a 13-year-old princess, okay? She was just a few years older than some of you. I don't know if anyone here is 13 years old. And her father, King George, was about to speak to the entire nation and the Commonwealth on the radio. Britain was about to face the horror of war. And Princess Elizabeth handed to her dad a poem that she thought would be helpful. And listen to this poem. Says this, I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be you a better than light and safer than a known way. And we read that last bit again. Put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known wage. That was the Queen encouraging people back then, and she still does now, to look beyond ourselves to God who made us to know him. You know, I wonder what you are facing at the moment. There'll be lots of unseen trials in our hearts, in our lives, going on in our world. Well, put your hand into the hand of God. Put your faith in him and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to save us from our sins and to give us a better light and keep us safe forever through his salvation and grace. You know, maybe you used to know this and you've come back today. Maybe you've never known the Lord and you are longing to know him as your friend and rescuer and guide. Well, if that's you, I'd love to talk to you afterwards. We'd love to help you take steps towards doing that. And we've got a load of these booklets downstairs, short little booklet, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, Roger Carswell, which talks a bit about the Queen and the King she serves. And actually, they're downstairs. We'd love you to take a copy of this. If you're going to a street party in the tsunami this afternoon of weather, then you know, you can go and take a load, hand them out to your neighbours. They are there to be used. But let's turn and pray. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father and pray. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for this encouragement from Paul to give thanks for your people, where we see them trusting Christ and living a life of love for all your people. And so, Father, we want to thank you for that miraculous work in our church. Thank you for the testimony of so many people in this room that Jesus really has been their light and their guide, that he is their saviour and their rock, the one that they rely on in good times and bad. And Father, we do want to thank you for the mercy you have given our nation of a sovereign who, year by year, has held out to our nation that she has trusted Christ. Father, thank you for those words she spoke to the Church of England, that their job is to bring to every person in this nation the love of God as found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that for ourselves as a church, that would be at the heart of what we do. We pray that as a church, we'd encourage each other to keep on going. We turn to you in thankfulness for your work amongst us. And Father, we do pray for our nation as times change, as we look unto uncertainty. We pray that in your mercy, you might give us rulers who know the Lord Jesus, might live for him, and might steer our nation in a way that honours you, in a way that many people might come to know Christ. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.